Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Aisling Hyland is a freelance photographer in County Kildare. Aisling's with me here on the programme today. Tell us what happened at the senior camogie and football finals in Kildare recently, Aisling.
Hiya. Yeah, I was a freelance photographer. I was taking pictures on the pitch of the final, our first LGFA club game in the county grounds since it reopened. And basically, they started switching off the floodlights on the pitch while all the players and friends and families were on the pitch. And, you know, as a photographer, you're trying to get the best pictures for the paper or whatever. And lucky I had a flash, so we were able to angle them in a way that we could get pictures.
So this is after the match, is it?
After the match, just as they came down the steps with the cup, they switched off all the pitch lights.
So the whole place was in darkness?
The stand lights were still on, so there was some light, but like the majority of people were on the pitch now at this stage. And obviously, you just won the county final. You're there, you want to celebrate, and you want to get all the celebration pictures and videos, and they were, you know, limited for light, we'll say.
So this is the this happened. When was the game?
Friday, was it the 4th of October? The ladies' match was scheduled for 7:45 at night.
Oh yeah, sure, 7:45. Sure, it's pitch dark anyway.
Dark. It was also a yellow weather warning. Storm Amy was playing around there as well. Yeah.
The match was played under lights at 7:45 at St Conlett's on the 3rd of October, and the winning team, they go up onto the stand for the
captain went up the stand to get the cup
presentation, and then onto the pitch to celebrate.
And then bang, all the pitch lights were off. So I was like, oh God, maybe the storm played havoc and switched them off or something. But then I was at the camogie final the week later. They were scheduled for Friday night at 7:30. And I kind of said, joking, going in the gate, God, I hope they don't switch the lights off in you as well. And they were like, what are you on about? So again, the same thing. Once they came down the steps with the trophy to the team, the pitch lights were switched off. So you couldn't really celebrate. You could celebrate. Obviously, they were delighted to win and it was great to play in the county grounds and all that. But the moment was kind of taken from them. They then had to go around with their phones and their torches to try and find their hurls and helmet that they'd thrown off.
Are
in the
you
excitement.
Serious?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What was the response from spectators and I'm sure family and friends and the whole lot in the stadium for this?
I didn't really get to talk to them because my job, I was like, well, there's no lights here. I kind of can't take any more photos. I need to head home and start loading them up. But a lot of the players, fans and families kind of contacted me and they were like, yeah, we thought that was a bit strange. The lights were switched off. And I kind of thought, well, maybe that's what they do now or whatever. But then the men's intermediate final was on the Saturday, the week after. And that was, they were just scheduled for 5:00 in the evening and the game before went extra time. So there was lights on for them. All lights were left on for them for the whole presentation. They were out on the pitch celebrating. It's up on the Kildare GAA page. You know, there was no element of switching off anything for them. Also, there was no hot showers for the LGFA teams, as far as I know. I'm not sure about the camogie girls, but the ladies...
No hot showers after the
Storm
match.
After Storm Amy.
Jeez, and this is a match at 7:45, so we're into the push at 9:00 at night.
Yes.
And hot showers.
You know, it had been raining and windy and wet, and you just played
after a match.
It was a bit as a previous footballer, and I've tried my best to kind of promote the ladies' game as much as I can, but I can only do so much.
I know,
and like I might be barred from every pitch in the county now, but as long as the girls get to play in them, you know, you'll have to take that hit.
Yeah. Well, no, look, and I know that's why you raised this, and you've put up multiple posts about it on your social media, Aisling. And stay with me, actually, will you, for a moment? I've Ciara Wheeler's with me on the line today. Ciara, of course, is a Kildare footballer and player with St Lawrence. So you were actually playing, Ciara, during this match.
Yeah. We won the final.
So congratulations, first of all. A great celebration for you and the team. So we're coming up to final whistle and what happens?
So we were obviously too busy celebrating. Like, to be honest, I didn't fully notice the lights had gone off until when Aisling posted on Monday. I was like, do you know what? Like, it actually was quite dark. There was lights reflecting down on the pitch from the stand that lit up kind of a portion of the side of the pitch. But yeah, like, you know, in the moment, like, you know, it's memories we'll have forever. And like, we were running around and being grabbed in all directions, like with congratulations and stuff. And, you know, like, it's just a pity that, like, the difference between the both, like, as Ashing said, between like the men's intermediate and ours, that like they just, you know, you couldn't kind of keep the lights on and just let us kind of take that all in the moment, you know, to have them memories. It was a great like occasion to play in Connlitz and like our first time playing there with our club. And, you know, like you just would like to see the likes of the intermediate and junior finals there too. Like it's just, it's such a huge occasion and like it's memories we're going to have forever. So yeah, it's just a bit of a pity.
And why? So you were taking part in the senior club championship football final. This is the game that took place at St. Conlett's Park in Newbridge on the 3rd of October. And why was that your first time, Ciara, to play there?
I don't really know, to be honest. Like our final, like we were in the final last year, and that was in Hawkfield. Obviously, Conlett's, I think it was only after opening, or maybe it was opened that weekend actually that we played the final, but it just hasn't been a thing where our finals are in the county grounds. Like it definitely, you know, like we, like when we heard that we were playing in the county grounds this year, like it was a huge boost to all of us. It creates such an occasion for the night and everything. And like, you know, it's just something that like you'd want to see going forward, that, you know, like other girls get to experience that, like winning in Conlitz and winning in your county grounds and like just the occasion of it. But like, you know, that is probably like one of the first finals that I know anyway that has been played there. So yeah.
Well, I mean, most people would probably assume that the women's senior football club championship final would take place in the county grounds in the same way, I'm sure, as the men's does.
Yeah, you would expect it, but yeah.
That's your first experience. Well, were there hot showers after the match?
No, we couldn't get a hot shower. Like obviously we were all like buzzing after the game and wanted to get back to our club to celebrate. So, you know, like we just wanted a quick shower, like to get changed, go back to the club and celebrate. And like we couldn't, like the showers were cold that night. So I don't know like what happened or where the, like if it was just faulty showers or what, but we couldn't get a shower after the game. And we, like, you know, it was a 7:45 start, so it was probably 9:30 or that before we were back in the dressing room, or 9:45 even. And you know, like we want to get out of there as much as
celebrating, so, you know, naturally,
like, it's just to, like, that it was a storm that day. And, you know, like we were just cold, wanted to shower and get back to the club and celebrate. So,
well, yeah. I've a statement here now from the Kildare LGFA, right? And they say that the Kildare LGFA said it held its senior club championship final on the 3rd of October in St. Conlitz Park at Newbridge. The LGFA can confirm that all stadium lights were not turned off prior to the cup presentation and that full access to all facilities at St. Conlitz Park was given by Kildare GAA. The LGFA are currently planning for the 2025 County Convention, which will be held on the 16th of November. And following convention, the incoming executive will continue the positive working relationship both executive committees have enjoyed. The LGFA will work constructively with Kildare to agree the use of facilities for the 2026 season. So they're saying full lights on, Ciara, and the use of all facilities. But
yeah.
You
well,
say this.
The lights were, like, you know, the lights were on in the stadium, like projecting onto the pitch, but not the stadium lights, like, you know, that, not the pitch lights. Like in all our videos, our celebrations, people who are in the stand videoing down on the pitch, like you can see the lights are off. So I don't know, like it's just, you know, like I don't want to like focus on that. Like we just want to have the equal kind of facilities, the equal rights to play there. And, you know, like it's just for going forward, like we just want to have that.
Well, I'm looking at a photograph here, Aisling, on your Instagram, and I've shared it on my own Instagram today. And the picture's in total darkness.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a picture speaks a thousand words. Like it was dark.
Well, it looks like little spotlights in the stadium. I'm sure I can't see the girls at all.
We had to angle the team photos so they're facing the stadium the stand light, so we could use the extra light from that and our flashes to get the team picture with the cup.
Roisin Ford.
If you went the other way.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to see them. Stay with me. Yeah. Roisin Ford on the line. Roisin is a Maynooth Camogie player. You were playing during the Camogie Club final, Roisin, is that right?
Hi, yeah, I was.
So you were playing who were you playing against? What night was this?
We were playing against Nace.
You were playing against Nace in the Camogie senior final.
Yeah.
Right. What happened? Were the lights on?
The lights, the same as Kira said, so they were on until the final whistle, and then once the final whistle went, when Cuiva Mara came down to her team, Nace won unfortunately, but when she came down to her team with the cup, there was no lights on. So, it was disappointing to see, especially because Maynooth have such a young team, and it was our first ever county final.
Huge
at senior level. And to see, like, that's what we aspire to do. We're hoping to win one in the next 2 years, and to see that you can't even celebrate with your own team they're celebrating in darkness. It was just very disappointing to see and disheartening.
And that's the other picture I'm looking at on Aisling's social media here, and you can get it on my Instagram as well. But that's the ladies' senior Camogie final at St. Connolly's Park, and you guys say that the minute Cuiva came down onto the pitch after the presentation with the cup, that the lights were off.
Yeah.
And as Aisling, so you'd go around with phones looking for your helmets.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Unfortunately, and we were disappointed as well because we lost. So trying to find our helmet down in the darkness was even more disheartening. So, yeah.
But I suppose they were trying to paint a picture for people, for listeners that weren't there, Roisin. So it was that dark after the match that you'd go around with the torch and the phone looking, you couldn't see a thing.
Yeah, as Kira said, the stand lights were on, but there was no other lights on.
And did you guys, what date was your match?
It was the week after, so the 9th. Or the 10th maybe of October.
Okay, so you guys were on Friday the 10th of October. And had you hot showers?
We did have hot showers, to be fair.
Okay, you guys did. And is that your first time as part of the... Is that the first time that the senior ladies' Camogie final was played at St. Conlet's at the county grounds?
Yeah.
So that's a rarity then, I take it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Doesn't normally happen. Because so I read the statement from the LGFA, the football, Kildare football, a few moments ago, and I have a statement here too from the Kildare GAA. And what they say is that they can confirm that the stadium lights in St. Conlon's Park remained on throughout the conclusion of the ladies' senior Camogie final and the ladies' LGFA final, including the presentations of the cups. Any suggestion that the lights were turned off prior to the presentation is incorrect and false. Kildare GAA can also confirm that both teams for the ladies' football and Camogie finals had hot showers available in the dressing rooms and access to all of our facilities. The GAA, the LGFA, the Camogie remain a strong and positive working relationship founded on respect, commitment to promotion of the Gaelic Games for all participants across the county. We will not be making any more statements in relation to the matter. So they say lights were left on after the presentation and everyone had hot showers, Roisin.
Well, the lights were turned off once Cuiva got down to the pitch, and we had hot showers, but the football didn't. So, I don't know.
Okay. Deirdre Hurley is with me. Stay with us, Roisin. Deirdre, you're the chairperson of the Lawrence Ladies in Kildare, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah.
What's your reaction to this?
I know, we all have lots of opinions and lots to say on it, but it was an exciting event. Like the first ladies pitch or first ladies match there in Cedral Park, like there was a big crowd, great buzz around the county, you know, and the setting was perfect. The game was exciting, everything. Two clubs went at it and such skill on show throughout the game. And like nobody is arguing the presentation, the lights were still on for the presentation, you know. And there was a good crowd there that night and a good crowd of young people. Grandparents had travelled to support the team and we had a lot of our young players there, you know. And I think Aisling got a beautiful photo there at the end of the game. And like that picture paints a thousand words. Yeah. It was the team and all the young players, but it was in the dark. You know, that photo was like...
It seems like a simple question.
For highlighting the match. It is, yeah.
You know, were the lights on or off?
Well, for that photo, I mean, the picture just says it all, doesn't it? But for the presentation itself, yes, they were on, like, but after that, then they were switched off, like. You know, and I suppose from a health and safety point of view, the amount of people out in the field and even the stadium, you know, kids and grandparents walking out in the dark, that's just something I suppose that we have to highlight as well. Like, and thank Aisling for highlighting this matter. Like, all we all want is equal opportunity for everybody who puts on their football boots.
But sure, isn't the logo,
the girls, the boys,
is the sponsor, isn't the logo level playing field, isn't that the
that's it,
marketing
then? Many of our jerseys have give respect, get respect, and that's for everybody. You know, all volunteers and all who play the sport, like.
I think a lot of people probably surprised to hear that it's the first time, you know, that the ladies senior football and Camogie finals are even. I appreciate, obviously, if the park or St. Conlett's was under refurbishment, you know, and work's been carried out. But sure, according to Roisin and Ciara, the senior finals aren't normally played at the county grounds.
No, and that's in many counties. Not just Kildare, it's in many counties, like, you know. And yes, our county boards, in fairness, they are volunteers and they are working hard on promoting the ladies' football and getting it across the board in, you know, in Cedar Park for every year and all years to come. And that's all we all can all hope for, really.
Listeners got in touch to say, as a physio and first aider who looks after both men's and women's GAA teams, the women's teams are looked down upon for needing treatments and are basically told they don't need physio included in their games from the official backroom team. They're told not to book in with massage therapists, says this listener. Don't know if that's right. Another texter says, it's the same in Laois. The ladies can't get into the county grounds there either. The juvenile boys can, but the senior ladies can't. Very unfair, says this texter. Niamh Tallon is with us as well, Deirdre. Niamh is the founder of Her Sport. What's your reaction to this, Niamh?
I think from our perspective, you know, we're always trying to ensure that we're keeping girls and women in sport. And it's another story, another horror story that we are hearing. And it continues to make, you know, girls and women in sport feel inferior when we're trying to obviously, you know, retain girls in sport and there's so much great opportunity with it. You know, we should be focusing on the incredible stories, the incredible achievements, the competitions, the athletes. And so, yeah, it's really disappointing. What struck me listening to the conversation actually is, you know, kind of going back to maybe about 2 years ago when the Kerry LGSA team didn't have access actually to their high performance centre, but images of Louise Mirhertig and a couple other players were actually on the building but weren't able to get access. So it is something, unfortunately, that we hear an awful lot about, but we really need to, you know, try and ensure that we're working as a society to make this change, to push to push forward. I think what you said about most people assume that the finals are going to be held in the county grounds, the fact that it's actually not, like, we need to educate people and to ensure that they do know that, that it's not the opportunity so that we can push forward and make these changes.
Well, that's a big reason why we're talking about this today. Just finally, Aisling, you mean, you're the person who kind of first highlighted this. Have you been getting much reaction from people since you put up your post on social media?
It's actually been crazy. Like, it's over 200,000 views on my Instagram page. I've got messages from players all through the county saying this is happening. And I've played football for many a final in. And I'm just fed up of the lack of disrespect to all our ladies players. It's mind-boggling in this day and age that's still happening.
Well, look, I appreciate, Aisling, you getting in touch with us today. That's Aisling Hyland there, freelance photographer. Deirdre Hurley from Lawrence Ladies in Kildare. Footballer Ciara Wheeler, also a Camogie player Roisin Ford, and Niamh Tallon there is the founder of hersport.ie. Okay, I don't know what to say. You can see the photographs on Aisling's Instagram. They're on my social media as well, at Andrea Gilligan 1. And as I said, I have two statements from the GAA in Kildare and from the ladies footballers in Kildare, and they're both saying there's no lights off. There's no lights off at all, and hot showers and facilities and access to everything. So I don't know what you make of that. But email's Lunchtime Live anyway, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com if you want to get in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.